This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Howdy doody.
Oh, who did a doody?
How are you, Benny?
Excellent.
That's good.
It's that time of the week.
It is. The weekend's just begun.
It's the same fat time, same fat channel.
What's on the show tonight?
Just fat. Send us a Homer helpline, which happens at 8 o'clock. Full-blown comedy.
Comedy.
Definitely.
We were just talking off air about...
What were we talking about?
What's wrong with my shirt?
Frank's wearing a white shirt.
Now, I said to you, what's wrong with this shirt? No one's actually picked it up
it's
yet.
It's fitted. It's fitting. It's washed.
No.
It's white.
It's washed.
Well, it's a white... It is a white shirt. It's got quite a few pockets on it.
Yes, but there's something about the pockets.
They're just flaps. You're full of flaps.
Haven't you noticed that there's a pocket missing?
That's design feature.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Because there are only two pockets are actually functional. The extra pockets are just there for... Well, they wanted
Why
to create,
make it lopsided?
Well, they wanted to create some asymmetry for interest.
For interest. So no one's taken an interest.
Producer Paul's going to take a photo and put
really?
It on the website.
Is that really worth doing?
Yes, we should, because no one in their right mind buys a shirt like that. Where did you shop?
I can't remember where this...
Pockets are us.
I don't remember.
You've got too... There's too many design features on that shirt.
Oh, did I overdo
and
it?
And not enough interest.
There certainly wasn't any interest because no one actually mentioned
oh,
it.
Oh, you're like a vegetarian, hungry for flavour.
Apparently last week in Brisbane, Benny,
yeah.
At the State of Origin Rugby League...
What happened?
...game, you know, which you kind of take an avid interest in.
I am so into it. What is rugby? What is it?
But at the rugby league game, it was between New South Wales and Queensland.
Is that good? Was that a state of origin?
It was a state of origin.
Okay. Because usually when they say the names of states, I always think it must be a state of origin.
Okay, yes.
I have no idea what that means. It just sounds very rugby.
Well, a fan got very, very excited.
Really?
Yes. A footy fan.
Did they cheer?
they did cheer.
So at Australian, at Aussie rules football.
Yes.
That's
I don't know why you're asking me.
Well, we can workshop it.
Yeah.
That's where you eat a pie.
Correct.
But what do you eat at rugby?
Hot dogs.
Oh, is it a hot dog?
I think it might.
Like corn dog. So what do you eat at Raceway? Do you know where they're going around in circles at the cars?
Colder.
The
drag racing.
The drag race. What do you eat there?
I don't know if they eat. Do they
eat? That sounds like, I imagine they would have like a domestic fry up. Anyway, we're at the rugby.
We're at the thug.
The
thugby, I was going to say. So the footy
rugby.
Fans took, with their mobile phone cameras.
Yes.
Took a film of a 44-year-old beige lady.
Yes.
Pulling down her pants and having a wee on a seat.
And then sitting in it? She weed on
I don't think she moved. I don't think she moved. And they posted
because she might miss the game.
I think she was quite in, you know.
Oh, I hope she doesn't take public transport home. Oh, she'd be soaking in it.
But a police worked out where she was sitting.
Yes, I know where she was sitting. Where it stunk like piss. That's where she was sitting.
You know, you can imagine a lot of other people doing that too.
Couldn't she sit on a handbag?
or pee into it.
They should actually make handbags that you can pee into.
Or give her a plastic bag or something.
Oh, just go to the toilet.
That would help.
How about that?
Yes,
walk
that's novel.
Walk to the toilet.
That's novel.
There's an idea.
She's only been here a couple of days.
Lady Gaga is taking Australia by storm.
And people are going crazy.
All hail Lady Gaga.
A lucky few got to see Lady Gaga perform at Channel 9.
She and Tracy Grimshaw exchanged fashion tips.
Well, see, now you like a big shoulder, don't you?
I love a big shoulder.
I bet you she likes a big meaty knuckle too.
Can you not make it dirty?
We also found out how she gets her inspiration for her clothes.
And you were put in a rubbish bin, in a trash can. How do you rise above that?
We could put out some plastic on the carpet and just put some garbage out. Here's a new outfit for you.
You're so pathetic. I'm on the air.
The Two Fat Lattes. They might have 10,999,000 less followers on Twitter.
She needs one of our dry fingers in her eyes.
But at least they dress properly. Joy 94.9.
Gaga.
We love her, but she needs to do something a little bit original.
Did you watch her? Well, they relabeled A Current Affair a Gaga Affair. And I was just in hysterics just listening to that. But that was quite funny. But they had to reshoot her response about a question about Julia Gillard's stance on gay marriage.
Oh, really?
Yes, because...
But why are they asking her all these gay questions?
Well, because she's a spokesperson for the gay community.
Why is she a spokesperson for the gay community?
Well, she's stolen all Madonna's fans.
She stole the gays.
She did.
I never gave her a badge or a certificate to say that she spoke for me. Did you?
I think you could do it pretty much on your own.
I missed that memo at Gay Uluru.
Yes, the memo didn't come.
Did you get that memo?
I missed it as well. But, you know, Tracy, they had to reshoot it because when they asked her, she believed that the Prime Minister was a lesbian because they talked about her partner.
Oh, she saw a photo. She saw a photo of her pants.
They talked about her partner.
So they explained that she wears a lot of polyester pants. She made the connection. She saw that haircut. Did she have a look at her underarm? It's the year 2011, Frank.
Yeah, but...
It's possible. If they said partner, Gaga, she's not, you know, she's not equipped with a full set of candles. Do you know what I mean?
Full set.
You know, she's not halogen quite yet. Let me have a look at some messages.
You get distracted.
I do get distracted. It's because we have so much fun on the Two Fat Lattes. Hello, gorgeous Two Fat Lattes. I'm loving your show. Listening to you with a glass of wine.
A lot of our listeners do wine when they do us.
We do drive our listeners to drink, don't we?
They could already be alcoholics.
We are like a cracker biscuit in life.
Oh, we give them crackers.
We are like audio crackers. Like a salty sayo, aren't we? You could be Jats. And
you could be Clicks.
You're Rivita.
I was about to say something quite nasty.
I'm Jats, you're Rivita. I'm kind of buttery and pop in your mouth. You're kind of dry and grainy.
Thanks.
No, you're not. You're gorgeous. He says here, listening to you with a glass of wine, you two gorgeous guys are the funniest guys on Joy. You are nice and relaxed. Oh, no, we're not. And easy to listen to. And we also have to say a big hello to Michaela. Michaela's, she's been downloading mashups. And she said, look, let's face it, Benny. She goes, I just woke up and I'm docking into your show now. Let's face it, you are the mother of mashups. But we haven't played a good mashup in ages, have we?
No, well, if she can find us on, we'll whack it on.
Well, she has found one, but we need to do a bit of QA, a bit of quality control.
Yeah.
Quality assurance.
Vetting is good.
We can't just wave our wand over that, can we? Do we have a drum roll? This is an announcement.
Does it need a drum roll?
It needs a drum. Have we got some sort of a clap or a tumbleweed, crickets? Ladies and gentlemen.
It better be good.
Australia has a contestant in the 2012 Miss Universe pageant. I have no idea what her name is. I just know she...
What? Oh, really? She does?
It's...
Don't they have one every year?
I know.
Oh.
But...
So it's not that.
You've heard it last on the Lattes. And I have no idea what her name is. I know it's blonde.
And, usually is.
Yeah, and she comes
skinny.
From... She comes from... Skinny? There's no Miss... We've never had an XXL Miss Universe.
Well, I'm not saying XXL, but someone with a bit more meat on them.
No, honey. No. We don't do big city chick. Unfortunately, it's Miss Universe. They are required. I mean, you could. You know, we are one for breaking the rules.
That's right.
You know, next year maybe I should enter it, just as a controversial entrant.
I think it would be controversial because the actual title of the show is Miss Universe.
Yeah, but Miss as in fail.
Okay.
What do you think?
Yeah, well, like,
I can throw the gauntlet. Her name is Sherry Lee.
Briggs. She's a WA chick.
She's from Western Australia. She's a sand groper. She's been known to grope in the sand. She came to Melbourne in a very sparkly dress. Didn't know where she was. The lights are very bright in Melbourne.
She's like rabbit in a headlight.
She was. And she'll be heading off to somewhere.
Where? What do they take?
On the Lattes, we do a lot of research.
Dubai. Well, don't they run them in these?
No, it'd be somewhere. Is it Congo?
Congo?
No, where?
They've got a...
it's somewhere where Mr. Trump has to invest some money or something.
Also, it'd be South America.
In the 70s and 80s, it was all about Venezuela, but it's not about Venezuela anymore because I don't think we're into...
Kuwait.
No, because Trump bought them out.
Brazil.
It's in she's going Brazilian. So there you go. You and I, we need to get together. We need to get a pen and our crayons out, and we need to design a national outfit
for
Australia to wear.
Yeah,
there should be a competition, you think?
They had one for the last one, and it was shocking.
Maybe we could do something a bit Gaga with a bit of roadkill.
Oh, please!
With maybe some
a Tassie devil,
maybe half a kangaroo, and
you know how you love surveys, Benny.
I love them.
Now this is about barbecues.
I love control groups.
You love a control group?
Oh, I love controlling a group. Don't you love a control group?
I do.
And because they're the ones that often get the sugar tablet.
They get the placebo.
And they think that their skin's getting tighter. They're losing wrinkles. They're losing
it's
their
guts.
It's
amazing the psychosomatic nature of our bodies.
It's very interesting. Some people walk around thinking they're a size 10.
Wow. Really works.
Especially at the shopping centre I eat at. At lunchtime. Do you know that look?
I do.
And it looks like they've packed a sack of walnuts down their leg. Tell me your story.
Well, apparently in England, people are now asking their hosts. So hosts often when they have a barbecue.
Yes.
When they cater.
Yeah.
They're catering for $18 per person.
Don't use English barbecue. Those three things together. English,
it's an oxymoron.
Barbecue and catered doesn't exist.
Well, I'm about to tell you why it doesn't exist. Because immediately the host assumes $18 per guest, but it's emerged...
$18?
That's the general sort of the benchmark. But it's emerged that 80% of the hosts expect their guests to bring food, alcohol and even tableware over a token bottle or gift. So they'd rather...
Well, why bother going out?
Why bother going out? It's like a picnic.
If you get invited to a barbecue at an Englishman's house...
Well, apparently 80%.
This is in England.
Presumably.
Is this happening in Australia?
I don't know. It's a UK survey.
Okay. I've got a funny feeling this is about to happen in Australia.
Can I just also tell you the clincher?
Yeah.
6% of hosts even ask guests to fork out cash for the food and the drink that they've consumed.
Really?
That is not inviting someone over.
You shouldn't be asking us because...
That is just wrong town.
We're from a culture that tends to overfeed people. But I have known people that have gone to barbecues and bought snags and a steak and stuff. And other people have eaten the snags.
Yes.
And then...
Well, if it's a collective pooling of meat...
I don't have a problem with that.
I like pooling the meat.
I don't have a problem with, you know, marinating a chop and bringing it to a party.
That's nice.
And letting other people enjoy my marination. They do. They love my marination. It's more like a maceration.
So it's like a trifle.
I've had people go absolutely gaga for my chop.
For your marinated chop.
Yeah, they love it. And, you know, and it's interesting because they go, oh, what is this? And I say, garlic. It's called garlic and salt. And a little bit of oil. It does work wonders.
Does the trick.
But the interesting thing is I have been at a party where someone's sausage was accidentally devoured.
And accidentally devour a sausage?
Because it was like... It was towards the end, you know, after the feeding frenzy. And there was just small goods lying around. There was small goods lying around and someone picked one up and cooked it and ate it.
Right.
And that person asked for cash.
No.
I felt like my fingers nearly went in their eyes.
Oh, my God.
I said, how dare you? That sausage was on the verge of being rancid. Do you know, it was like laying in the sun with a couple of blowies on it. And that guy did you a favour.
It is the Homo Helpline.
Very much so, Frank. It's that time of the evening where Frank and I wash our hands.
Oh, just wash our hands.
And walk out the studio. No, we try and administer a bit of mercuricome on the ills facing people in our society.
There's quite a lot these days. The old carbon tax.
Oh, carbon.
Electricity's gone up.
Hi, guys. How would you make a very gorgeous straight boy gay? This is one of those homo helplines where imagine my dry fingers reaching out into Radioland, into your eye sockets. No, how do you make a gorgeous straight boy gay? You can't. You know what I mean?
It's not going
to
happen.
Yeah.
You need to gay for pay.
You need
to pay.
Pay for gay.
Yeah, that's the only way. You have to offer money.
The only way is gay for pay?
Well, if they're straight, they're not going to change, are they? So you have to offer incentive. It could be money, it could be something else. Maybe a night out on the town?
That's a very narrow way of looking at it, Frank.
Well, they're not going to get married, are they?
No.
Yeah, I know. No. Is that what he's looking for?
Well, he says here, I went to the Crown or somewhere like that. Well, was it the Crown or not? No, he said he went to the Crown because he'd seen some cute boys dealing at the other end, the other end of the dealing table.
But he didn't know if they were gay or not.
He doesn't know if they're gay. What should I do? What should you do? Stay home and don't annoy people. You know, but it's Benny Grumpy tonight.
Is it?
It's Grumpy.
Tonight only.
It's Grumpy Benny Latte. Because today I had another gay.
Yes.
So why is everything sounding like a rhyme tonight? Today I had gay at lunch. I had gay lunch with a friend of mine who has the most... He's had, in his wisdom, he thought he'd get his eyelashes extended, right? Now, I want you to imagine a black moth that's just landed on your face and sat on your eyes. Now, his eyelashes are so heavy, they drag his eye. They nearly shut his eyes. Like, he can't open his eyes from the weight. They're massive.
They're like Diana Ross. Are they really?
It's like Caterpillar City on the eyelid.
Wow. Yeah.
Anyway, not a prob. I can deal with mascara, you know, the heavy eyelash
thing. Yeah.
But today, after months of having them, because, you know, he's one of the... They're so big that when he blinks, it creates a breeze. You know, the Weather Channel reports on when he's going to blink. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
It's affecting, I think, this cold spell we're having this year. It's a lot of blinking from the Richmond area. So, he's like, today we had lunch in the food court of our local, you know, shopping centre. And, of course, there's a lot of people around because there's, like, the children's holidays.
Mm-hmm.
In a very touching moment, he reached out and he sort of tapped me on the shoulder and he said, I need to ask you some advice. And I went, yeah, because normally it's just like, you know, blah, 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 gay, blah, 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 gay, blah, 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 gay. And he sort of, I felt him hurting a little bit.
So what did you do?
And I went,
you made him hurt more.
I said, don't show me wound. You know what happens when I see wound? I rub salt into it. So he says, I don't know if it's just my imagination, but people are staring at me. And I went, yes. And I thought, this is, you know, Benny, this is your chance. You know, someone's asking you for an honest opinion. What do you do as a good friend, you know? And I thought, well, I'm going to have to tell him the
truth.
Did
you dispense honesty?
I had to dispense salt because life is not always sugar. It's not always sugar and spice and all things nice.
So you gave him a pinch or a punch of salt?
I had to give it a real good, you know, fat latte slap. And he said, why are people staring? And I said, I think they're trying to work out if you're a drag queen. That's forgotten to take off its eye makeup. I love glitter. You know I celebrate glitter. I celebrate...
Yes.
Creativity.
Mm. Maybe it could have been dispensed a little bit less harsh.
No, love. When your steak needs salt, go the Maldon. You know, go good stuff. Go good salt.
Right. Your Murray rock salt.
Go your Murray pink. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
A confession? Is it right? Is it okay to confess?
Are you confessing? Well, it is that time of the night.
I was gagging for a twisty. I was gagging for something cheesy in my mouth. And I didn't know whether to go twisty or cheesel. So I bought...
So did you do two?
Thinking that one will sort of break the camel's back.
I know
back.
What you did. And you inserted a twisty to pick up your cheesel. Is that what you did?
What a great idea. Double cheeso whammo. But you know what? How much a packet of Twisties and a packet of Cheezels costs?
$10.
$5.20. I know people are going to say, oh, listen to these old farts complaining about Twisties being $5. But is that a lot? That's like three loaves of bread.
Well, you should have bought three loaves of bread.
It's finally happened.
Pricing carbon is the right thing to do.
Australia's now got a carbon tax. But she said we weren't going to.
There will be no carbon tax.
And we think they're going to target the two fat lattes as part of the 500 big polluters.
Richest reserves of natural gas.
My farts are really smelly.
Maybe Frank and Benny could have a farting contest with Julia. What do you think?
We can do it together.
We only have one planet.
And Frank and Benny are on it. The two fat lattes, who like to...
move forward.
And pollute the air every Friday night.
A lot of damage has been done already.
Don't fart.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, I do love a good lean forward.
Is that what you're calling it now? Oh, a lean dear. Forward.
A bit of a, yeah, we do like to...
Not a moving forward?
A moving forward. And not backtrack.
Well, you don't want to do that either. Oh,
there we
don't
go.
Don't start that again.
Producer Paul, get your finger off it. we've got some messages here. Hi, boys. Three gay boys in a small car driving to Bright tonight. Listening to the two fat lattes. What should we do to keep entertained? And that's from Andrew. Oh, a bit of a yodel.
Lee, oddly, oddly.
Picturing Bright right now. Oh, yes, I'm in Bright. I've got a trout in my hand. You know what's up in Bright?
What's up there?
Organic walnuts.
Really? Why do you know that?
Is the Hume Highway, is that got...
What's it got?
Cellular reception.
Do you think for the boys.
Do you think we could call Andrew and the boys?
Hello.
Oh, hands free. Oh, you're in a wind tunnel, girls.
It's quite noisy on the Hume.
Oh. How far up are you?
We've just passed Donnybrook.
Oh.
We think that there's a kid guy in a ute tailing us behind.
Oh, yes. He's just going to another destination. It's called travelling. How are you going to entertain yourselves? What have you decided?
Well, that's what we were hoping that you would tell us.
Well, we think you should do a yodel.
Yodeling?
Yes.
There couldn't be anything more that we could do. That would probably last maybe 15 minutes.
Do you have clothes on?
At the moment, yes.
But you're suggesting that they could come off?
Well, you never know. It's a long trip.
Have you got a few bottles of port with you?
Not much room in the Barina, though.
Oh, you're going up in the Barina.
Yes.
Oh, heart you.
We're able to fit a wind cheater and a pair of pants in the boot, but that's about it.
I love it. You'll have to give us a report next week about your weekend away.
Absolutely.
Are you all single boys?
No, we've got myself and John are partners, and we've got Ian with us.
Okay, well, it was nice talking to you. Thanks. No. All right. Andrew, we'll touch base next week and see what happened on your weekend away.
Oh, we've lost him.
Oh.
Past Donnybrook. This is what I think you should be doing, guys.
High on a hill was a lonely goat herd. Lay, oddly, oddly. Loud was the voice of the lonely goat
for
herd.
For 1,000 years. Oh, I can't face you.
Oh.
I wanted to talk to you about something that I posted on our Facebook page.
Yeah, what?
Was a little snippet of... because I've always been a fan of Nonnie Hazelhurst.
Yeah.
And she's done a little... There's actually a book called... it's called Go the Bleep to Sleep.
It's a kid's book, but yes. It's not really for kids.
She was very good at reading books on play school.
She was.
And so she reads out this book, and I think producer Paul has a little bit of a snippet I wanted to introduce you to, Frank.
Okay.
Hello. The story today is about a little baby who doesn't want to go to sleep. And the baby is making mummy and daddy very tired. Do you know a baby like that? The cats nestle close to their kittens. The lambs have lain down with the sheep. You're cozy and warm in your bed, my dear. Please go the f*** to sleep.
Oh, yes.
So she just...
She drops...
She let the clangor go.
She clangs and clangs.
We're finally watching our movie. Popcorn's in the microwave. Beep. Oh, shit. God damn it. You've got to be kidding. Come on. Go the f*** back to sleep. And that's the end of the story.
She sounded a little frustrated towards the end.
She was needing a bit of a brandy with a port chaser.
You've been listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast, proudly brought to you by Big Mouth Media, voiceovers and audio production, and broadcast every Friday night from 7 till 9 on Melbourne's Joy 94.9.
Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
We'll be back again soon. In the meantime, check out the website, www.twofatlattes.com. Producer Paul speaking.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.